All right, so we're on our next class of Scientology, and today we're going to talk about Dianetics. Listen up.
Do you know someone who has never fully recovered from a serious loss in life? Or a traumatic experience? And in your own day-to-day life, do you sometimes experience self-doubts, negative thoughts, unreasonable fears, upsets, or irrational behavior? The painful experiences of our past clearly have an effect upon our present behavior. But to what degree and why? What causes the mind to depart from rational thought or behavior? That is the subject of Dianetics. Every moment of your life, your mind is recording everything that's happening to you. Every sight, every sound, every taste, smell, pain, emotion, touch, everything. These recordings form what is called the time track, a consecutive record of all the experiences accumulated throughout your existence. Your mind uses this information to make decisions and solve problems relating to your survival. The better its decisions, the better you survive. Most of this data is stored in your analytical mind, that part of your mind that thinks, remembers, and calculates. But some of your experiences are not recorded into those analytical memory banks. It is a discovery of Dianetics that all of your painful experiences are stored in a previously unknown part of the mind. It's called the reactive mind. And it throws those experiences back at you in an irrational attempt to get you to avoid the same painful thing from happening to you again. Here's a simple and common example. At some point, you've probably gotten sick from eating tainted food. Later in life, if you see or smell or possibly even think about that particular food again, you start to feel a little nauseous. Now, you know that logically, the mere sight or smell or thought of a food can't physically make your body ill, because you haven't actually eaten it again. And yet you're experiencing the same sick feeling you had before. This is your reactive mind, making you re-experience the same perceptions it recorded in that earlier incident, in a crude attempt to protect you from what it believes is a dangerous situation. It reacts solely on a stimulus-response basis and below your awareness. The painful experiences hidden in your reactive mind are the cause of your fears, insecurities, negative thoughts, unwanted emotions, and irrational behavior. You have been accumulating these deeply buried experiences throughout your existence. In fact, the most damaging among them occurred before you were born. Dianetics reveals how these negative experiences are stored and contains the technology to free yourself from them. What would life be like if all of the pain you've experienced no longer affected your abilities, emotions, and behavior? You would think and behave rationally, making the best possible decisions relating to your survival. You would be able to utilize your imagination and creativity to the fullest. You would be confident, more intelligent, and productive, and happier. You would be yourself, free to enjoy life and reach your full potential. In short, your mind would be clear. That is the goal of Dianetics. People achieve this state every day, and so can you.
Okay, there's a couple things. Well, there's lots of things. I want to point out, first of all, I talked about two kinds of mind. Your analytical mind, that makes decisions. You can find that talked about on page 356 at the bottom. And you also have a reactive mind that stores intuition, you might say. Remember the film said that it's about keeping you from experiencing another dangerous episode, something like that, you know. Now, here's the interesting thing. You might notice top of page 356 that they have publications, as you know, and they come up with 3,000 new terms and definitions.
All right. Scientology, for example, was first used in 1934 by a German social psychologist, Dr. Nordenhulst. A French physiologist, Richard Semon, coined engram in 1904. Engrams are those things that they're trying to make you clear of, that you have in your reactive mind, that keep your analytical mind from doing well. All right, so they mentioned a few things in the video that you need to be aware of because you're going to hear them out there in popular world. You have the analytical mind and the reactive mind. When you hear those, you should be thinking Scientology, okay? Then when you hear the word engram, not that you ever have before, but remember what the video didn't say. It said pre-birth, but what it didn't say was pre-existence. And we're going to get into that here in a moment. For example, you're going to see the bottom of that paragraph, top of page 356. Engram is one of the most commonly used words in Dianetics and Scientology. Now, all right, so basic instincts being stored, bottom two paragraphs, page 356. In your reactive mind. So, you want to keep yourself from those situations. And so, you have to get those unhealthy fears or unhealthy reactions out of your reactive mind so that you can go clear. Now, what did the video say at the very end? Did you hear it? You can do this. Why?
Yeah, because you're your own person.
No. What? Because somebody is doing it every day. Well, interestingly enough, we find on page 358, second to the last paragraph, that the very first clear, one other problem that seemed to face Hubbard, was that no clears could be found until February 1966. Now try to remember that religion was founded in the early 50s, and now we are 12 or 13 years into this religion before we find the first person who has gone clear. Their reactive mind is clear. They have no engrams. Well, oddly enough, same paragraph, L. Ron Hubbard did not ever claim to be clear until after he published his books on how to go clear. Think that through. All right. And then there's a paragraph below that, bottom paragraph, page 358, where they actually have this woman, Sonia Bianca, come in. She is supposedly a clear, a physics student from Boston. Isn't that interesting? A woman from Boston is the first to be put on display publicly as a clear. All right, that's weird. When members of the audience questioned her, she could, she could remember, perfect recall, could remember every moment of her life because she was clear. When members of the audience questioned her, she could not remember basic physics formulas, and she was a physics student, right? And she couldn't remember basic physics formulas or the color of Hubbard's necktie, which she had seen moments before. And, of course, L. Ron Hubbard had an answer for that. It's because she was caught in the now when we said to her, come out here now. Well, then she snapped from the past to the now, and she forgot completely everything about the present. Isn't that horrible? I forgot everything about the past. When we brought her to the now, she couldn't remember things from the past, like what color necktie of. So in other words, you have people with stunningly high IQs going clear. The problem is that usually when you find these people and test them, they're not so clear. They cannot remember every moment of their life. Their mind is not being used to the more full potential. Now look, if you know that you could have a religion where your mind is totally clear, you won't forget much of anything. You're not confused. You're not taken off your train of thought. You are not tired if you get proper physical rest. You're not tired at all. You are not lagging. There's not a thing that you don't remember. You're not forgetting things long-term, short-term. And you are able to have good, coherent conversations with just about anyone. That sounds pretty attractive, doesn't it? But what I want you to notice, please, is that this religion does not offer you a savior. And the reason it does not offer you a savior is because there's nothing from which to save you. Nothing. It's not a problem with an action you've done or an attitude that you have. No, it's an engram. It's something you need to be cleared of. Now, how do we get you clear of these? Well, I'm glad you asked. Look at the bottom of page 357. The solution to the reactive mind interrupting the analytical mind is to rid the reactive mind of all the engrams. And that's the goal of Dianetics. So, You might notice the bottom paragraph, the clear person is on an evolutionary journey to the next stage of man. It's a godlike being called a homo novus. Hubbard informs us that a clear individual, he goes into certain benefits of going clear. Let's just look at the top of page 358. Here's what happens if you go clear. No engrams, no negative impulses from previous existence. Okay, here's what you get. Great eyesight, no ringing in the ears, increased IQ, cures of common sicknesses, fast thinking computation, sometimes 120 times faster than normal, and from the man who's on his third marriage, it saves marriages. Isn't that great? He's a two-time failure of marriage, but he says that if you can be clear, which is something apparently when he wrote that, he was working towards, it would save marriages. Okay? Remember, because he wasn't clear until after he wrote Dianetics. All right. So we want to know, how do we know if you're clear? I'm glad you asked. On our Facebook page, along with the video you just saw, you'll find a picture of the e-meter. What's that?
I also posted the eBay.
Yeah, you can actually buy them on eBay. They're hundreds of dollars. But let's see how this thing works. The application of Hubbard's hypothesis is to vanquish the engrams through Dianetic therapy. Now, let's remember what Dianetics is. Dianetics is, where do we find it defined? It is, page what?
356.
Second paragraph of 356 says it means through the soul. So the best way to have your engrams removed is to have therapy through the soul. So this is accomplished by an auditor who audits the engrams through a form of counseling, top of page 358. And so you have to be counseled by an auditor. And after the publishing of Dianetics, Hubbard introduced an electronic galvanometer. There we are, good. And this is thankfully shortened to e-meter to help in auditing. The pre-clear, person not yet clear, holds two tin cans connected by wires to the e-meter, while the auditor sits opposite him, watching the needle on the e-meter as the auditor gives commands to the pre-clear. The needle's fluctuation determines if they have detected a possible engram, and so by tracking the engram through questioning, the pre-clear can erase the engram. Now, of course, this might reveal other engrams you might read on, and before you know it, you have a series of counselings removing these engrams, or negative impulses from pre-existences that inhibit good operation in today's world. Okay, so that's how you become clear. Well, let's see Ephesians 4. Look there with me at verse 17. So who will read verse 17 of Ephesians 4? All right, Emma, and we'll read, just keep reading until I ask you to stop, it'll work.
This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind.
All right, notice the word mind in verse 17. Take good note of that. Okay, keep going.
Having the understanding darkened.
Okay, look at understanding. Notice understanding. Don't you understand with your mind? Hello? Mm-hmm. All right, keep reading.
Being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. Because of the blindness of their
mind. All right, please notice ignorance. What is ignorance? What would that be considered an opposite to?
Smartness.
Understanding, good. So you have the mind that understands, but there are some people that struggle with ignorance. And what do we, listen now, this is very important. What is the dark mind related to in that same verse? Blindness of what? All right, so we know two things here. The heart is not the mind, and the blind heart contributes to an ignorant mind. Get that? All righty, keep reading.
Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness.
Oh, yeah, that's a word we use all the time, isn't it? Lasciviousness, yes. That's unbridled. That is unlawful love or unlawful lust. Keep going.
To walk all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned.
All right, one moment. How do you, what do you use to learn?
Your mind.
Your mind, yes. But did you notice at the beginning of verse 19, what about these people that have blind hearts? What are they past?
Yeah.
Feeling. What do you feel with? Come on now. Good. So remember, the heart feels, the mind understands, The mind learns. And why does the mind not understand or not learn? Because of a blind heart that no longer feels. That's good. Okay. Now, continue reading, please. Verse 21.
If so be that ye have heard him, and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
All right, that'll work. And so, notice you have this talk about the mind. How are you renewed in the spirit of your mind? So we have three things mentioned here in this passage. You have the mind, you have the heart, you have the spirit. All right, so you have three things mentioned here. You have the mind that learns, that understands. And you might notice it even goes with the word taught in verse 21. Do you see it? So the mind, pay attention, the mind understands, the mind learns what is taught. And it is directly connected, because we see in verse number 18, it's directly connected to the heart. And if you have an ignorant mind, it is because you have an unfeeling heart. Do you see that? Isn't that amazing? So if you want to, and by the way, what are we talking about in the context? Non-feeling towards what or who? We're talking about Gentiles. It means the nations out there. I know when you see the word Gentile, you think non-Jew. And in the context, typically, that's what it means. But Gentiles is otherwise translated throughout the New Testament as nations. So if we read it that way, you see, I say, verse 17, testify in the Lord that you don't walk like the other nations walk. Okay? They need their mind renewed. You have a renewed mind. You have not learned Christ this way. All right. So if you have to feel after something to have a learning mind and you have learned Christ, what do you have to feel after? What do you have to be sensitive to in your feeling, in your heart? But who's troubling you about sin? Yeah. You want to see that? Look at verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God. Now, who is the one talking to you about your sin? Talk to me. The Holy Spirit is. That's right. Good, Austin. So the Holy Spirit is talking to us about our sin. So you see in verse 23 that you're supposed to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. All right. Well, this is okay. How are we renewed in the spirit of our mind? So we have the heart, we have the mind. How are we renewed in our mind? Verse 24. Put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness, putting away lying. Speak every man truth of his neighbor, for we are members one of another. So, see, Scientology says, get those negative impulses put out of you. The Bible says, stop being such a liar. All right, that's what it says. Focus on telling the truth. Put away lying. Verse 26, be angry and sin not. Now, a lot of people say, see, what that means is that you can be angry as long as you don't sin. Actually, it doesn't mean that. That is the old King James phraseology. It's like the Yoda phraseology. You know, eat you will, right? Be angry you will not. So it's the same thing here. Be angry not and sin not. All right? So don't be so quick to throw a fit. Is anyone here quick to anger in their nature? Anyone at all? I am. You are. Depends what it is, but typically, do you have a short temper? Okay, so we have a few of us in here that are still sons of Adam and daughters of Adam. Got it? All right, so listen to this. We should find greater victory over sin when we find less anger. Anyone in here feel like, you probably won't raise your hand, but you like stretching the truth or exaggerating? Okay, guess what? You don't need engrams removed. You need to tell truth. Those of us who find quick-temperedness to get our little engrams removed, know what it's called? It's called blocking, being blocked from the blessing of God. What do? We need an e-meter? No. You need to start telling the truth. So replace falsehood with truth. Focus on telling the truth. Man, I tell you, we ought to be champions of telling the truth. So you get the idea here. The issue is not you need engrams removed. No, the issue is you have sin. I have sin in my heart that blocks me from hearing the voice of God and learning in the mind. So why is my mind darkened? Look at verse 18. Having her understanding darkened. Why is my mind darkened? Because I have engrams from a former life? No. Because mom bumped into a chair when I was in her belly? No. Because in my nature, I'm a quick-tempered liar. And I need to replace that with finding reasons to be filled with contentment and tell the truth. Be content and tell the truth. That's how we replace it. He says, put off and put on. So that is the Bible fix. Are there any questions on that? Okay. The Jesus way is a little bit better than the guy who's been married three times. Have a great night.